各位弟兄姊妹，新年快乐
！Happy New Year, brothers and sisters！
愿新嘅一年，我哋喺基督耶稣里边嚟到去蒙恩。
May we receive the blessing from God in this coming year！
今日咧就系同大家嚟到去分享我哋教会今年嘅主题。
We're sharing to you guys about our theme this year。
今年教会嘅主题系乜嘢
？What is our theme this year？
哇，好犀利，全部都有奖。
You all get a reward。
不过等一等。
But wait。
让我有时间嚟到为你哋准备少少嘅礼物。
He will prepare for you guys。
所以喺嚟紧嘅咁多嘅礼拜嘅里边，见到面嘅时候，有少少嘅礼物嚟到俾你。
He will give you guys gifts in the coming few weeks。
所以希望你继续嚟。
So please keep coming。
以致你可以攞到呢个礼物。
So you can receive the reward。
今日我哋教会嘅主题系取自以弗所书。
Our church theme is from the book of Ephesians。
以弗所书嘅主题就系讲教会。
The theme of Ephesians is church。
提到基督透过佢嘅身体就系教会喺呢一个世上嚟到工作。
It mentions how Jesus Christ worked through His church, which is worked through His body, which is the church.
神咧嚟到将人与人之间嗰埲嘅墙嚟到拆毁，将人同神嚟到去和好，亦都将人与人之间嚟到和好，以致咧不分为奴嘅或者自主嘅。
God took away the wall built between people, letting us to have a relationship with Him and make peace with each other, giving us a chance to be a family in Christ, regardless of our status.
唔分先后次序，唔分呢个嘅种族肤色，唔分呢个嘅语言文化，唔分男女老少，都可以喺基督嘅里边成为一家人。
Regardless of our race, genders, and the languages we speak.
而且更加是可以继续在基督耶稣里面来到去成长，满有基督所长成的新娘。爱浸 ECBC， 这个我们是一个三言两语的文化的一个特质的教会，正正就是反映出这个的事实。
We also have a chance to mature and become more like Christ.ECBC contains people speaking three different languages and reading two different languages. It reflects the church mentions in Ephesians.
这种的和好也都在我们的教会这个三言两语的教会的里面，让我们来到去体会这个的真理，还有活起这个的现实的里面。
It is also a chance for us to practice the truth.
一个人的成长，有生命的就是当然是会成长的。
Growth is a natural phenomenon in life.
弟兄姊妹，你都知道教会这个字 ,ecclesia, 就是意思就是说一群蒙神呼召出来，因为相信基督而罪得赦免的这个的群体。
The word ecclesia, which means church, is a group formed by people who believe in the redemption power of Christ.
我们都知道教会不是一个的建筑物，而是一班相信耶稣的人。他们被召就都得了这个基督耶稣给他们这个的生命。是一个有生命的群体，当然就是会成长的。
The church is not just a building, but a group of believers of Jesus Christ. They are all called to live like Jesus Christ. It is a living organization. It is supposed to grow and mature.
每一个信徒就是因为我们读圣经明白真理活出真理，就在这样的情况里面，我们的生命就会不断地来到很健康的来到成长。我们的成长就是教会健康的成长，这个的结果就是带给教会的增长。
By understanding and living the truth, each believer grow and mature continuously. This also leads to the increased maturity of the churchThe result of a mature church is the growth of the church in quantity and spiritual quality.
所以教会的增长，即是说教会就是你咯，就是我咯，我们合在一起的时候，在上帝的真理那个的建立的底下，让我们的生命能够成长，这个就是那个的结果来的。
Therefore, the growth of church is the result of a mature congregation, which is you and I. a congregation built up by the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我再次讲，教会嘅成长其实上就系你生命嘅成长，佢生命嘅成长。
The growth of our church is built up by the continuous maturity of everyone in here, including you and I.
而且是不断的、你的成长，我的成长。
It's continuous.
然后就是因为一个人的成长引导到另外一个生命的成长。
It is an effect of the growth of an individual leading another individual to grow together.
这个的生命的成长其实上就是我们爱浸的我们的人才了。
These growing individuals are the human resource in ECBC.
就是一个传一个，一个的生命影响另外的一个的生命。弟兄姊妹，你看不看到这个的成，一个的传承那种的效应？
Your growth is contributed by others investing their time to build you up and help you become mature. This growth is the result of others passing on the torch to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果这个的人才没有继续的来到去传承的时候，教会再有更靓的这个的建筑物，我们有更多的经费，教会都看不到我的生命，我的成长。
Without the process of passing on the torch, regardless of how nice the building of the church or how wealthy it is, it will still be difficult for the church to grow.
组成教会最重要的我的因素就是有基督生命的这个人。
People with the life of Christ is the most important element in church. Without this element, church will only become a sightseeing spot.
所以呢，就是他讲快到我一句啦，就是如果没有基督生命的这一班的人，所以教会就成为一个就是同世界其他 的一些的美轮美奂的建筑物一样，就成为一个的观光点而已。
Without those elements mentioned, church will only become a sightseeing spot.
所以你去到欧洲旅行的时候呢，你就会见到很多很古老的美丽的教堂，就是成为旅游的、一些的重点。
There are lots of churches in Europe. They are over 100 years old, but without any congregations, the only thing left is a spectacular building for visitors to visit.
如果教会我们不看重这个福音的人才，我的传承的话，最后就是走向这种的没落。或者是、甚至结束的这种的后果。
If church does not invest in discipleship and passing on the torch, closing off the church is only a matter of time.
教会有要有这个的人才的时候呢，我们就必须要花时间、花精神，运用我们的资源来到去栽培每一个和我们的下一代。
However, it takes time, energy and money to build up to build up others and passing the torch to them.
弟兄姊妹，我们都明白，教会其实上就不是一个的组织而已。
We all understand that the church is not only an organization.
教会就是你，就是我，是不是？
The church is you and I.
当我们讲去建立教会的时候，建立什么？
What are we talking about when we talk about building up the church?
其实上我们说建立教会的时候，就建立它咯。就建立你咯，啱唔啱？
We're talking about building each other up when we're talking about building the church.
我哋唔系去建立一啲嘅活动，我哋去建立人。
We're not organizing events, we're building up people.
所以好多时候咧，我哋咧就系冇将呢两个咁重要嘅因素嚟到分开。
We usually don't separate these two elements.
我哋就喺度办事。
We're just working.
但是我们没有真的去爱惜一个人，关心这个人那个的成长。
But we don't usually care for the growth of the person instead of the event.
我们只是关心做得好不好。
We just care about how well we do.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
每次当我们讲到要建立教会的时候，
When we are talking about building up church,
你就要立刻想一想，
You need to think about
我怎样去建立这个人。
How do we build up the
person? 我怎样去爱这个人？
How do I love this person?
我怎样去关怀这个人？
How do I care about this person?
以致他在基督耶稣的里面能够成长。
So he can grow in Christ.
所以这个就是教会。
This is church.
我哋嘅生命就系应该系咁样成长。
Our life should grow like that。
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你睇下初期嘅教会嘅发展，当日每一个领受咗福音嘅人，因为佢哋都亲身经历到上帝嗰个嘅拯救，上帝嗰个大能，佢哋嘅生命就改变咯。
Let us look at the growth of the early church. At that time, everyone who received the Holy Spirit has experienced the power of God. Their life had been renewed.
嗱，呢啲接受咗福音嘅人，佢哋又成为福音嘅种子，佢哋就将呢个嘅福音嚟到传出去，佢哋随走随传，咁样佢就将福音就好似一个嘅火焰咁样，继续嘅不断嘅燃烧，甚至喺整个嘅罗马帝国。
They became a seed of the gospel, passing on the gospel to others. They spread the gospel wherever they go. The gospel is like a flame that cannot be put off. It spreads through the Roman Empire.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？大使命不是只是单单的跟人讲福音。大使命是怎样？是一个的信仰的成全。
Do you understand? The Great Commission is not only about spreading the gospel, it is about passing on the torch of faith.
今日让我们再次在这个以弗所书四章十一十二节那里来到思想一下教会怎样来到去成长。
Let us contemplate about the growth of church through Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12.
这段圣经就提到他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有教师、有牧师、为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
It mentions, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
这里讲到他，这个他就是指主耶稣基督。主耶稣按照他的心意将不同的恩赐来到分过给每一个人。
According to his will, Jesus Christ gives talents to all believers.
信徒既然是基督的身体，是身体里面的一个肢体，它就有用的。主就会将一些的恩赐来到给过它，以致能够藉着这些的恩赐来到建立教会，就好像一份的礼物来到送过给教会一样。
Believers are the parts of the body of Christ. They each have their function. The Lord gives gifts to each one of us.So we can build up the church. It's just like God giving gifts to the church through us.
圣经话佢所赐嘅有使徒、有先知、有传福音嘅、有牧师同埋教师，目的都系要建立基督嘅身体，就系建立教会。
So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. The purpose is to build up the body of Christ and the church.
使徒就系。一个嘅使者就系奉差遣去建立教会嘅。
Apostles, which are the messengers, they are called to build up the church.
先知就系上帝嘅代言人，佢就系传达上帝嗰个嘅心意。
The prophet, which is a spokesperson, is here to tell others about God's will.
传福音嘅就系能够进到人群嘅里边，将基督救赎呢份嘅好消息嚟到同我哋分享。
The evangelist can go into the crowd and tell others about the good news of Christ.
牧师就好似牧羊人一样，嚟到去牧养上帝所交付俾佢嘅羊群。而教师咧，好清楚就系做教导圣经嗰个嘅工作嘅人。
The pastors, like the shepherds, they pasture the sheep that God has given to them. The teachers are the people who are good at teaching others about the Bible.
教会就是建立在使徒先知这个的根基的上面，圣经就是使徒和先知从神那里所领受的真理和教训。
The church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. The Bible is formed by the truth and teaching that apostles and prophets received from God.
今天我们来到去查经，来到去遵行上帝的话语，教会就是建基在这个的圣经的真理的上面。
When we study, do Bible study and follow the teaching of the Bible today, we are building the church based on the foundation of the truth from the Bible.
所以从职份来到讲，使徒啊、先知啊，今天已经不存在，因为圣经已经完完整整的来到去全备的来到摆我们的眼前。
There are no longer any apostles and prophets nowadays.Because their function is already fulfilled by the Bible, which we could easily access.
就因此来到讲呢，就是主不断的赐下恩典能力，让人能够按住神的心意来到去发展教会，建立教会，又将圣经来到去解明。
The Lord continuously granting grace and abilities to us, so we could build up the church, understand the Bible according to His will.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要明白，主将恩赐职份给个人我个的心意，就是要建立基督的身体，就是教会，就是你，就是我。
We shall understand the reason God gives talents and positions to us is to build up the body of Christ, which is the church, which is you and I.
经文提到都是作为神话语的这个的出口，也都是今日教会领袖牧者，我们就是这样在教会的里面将上帝的给我们的话语在教会的里面藉着上帝给个教会的恩典来到去彼此建立，也都这样透过这个的成全圣徒各尽其职来到去奇迹，来到去建立上帝的这个的家。
All the positions mentioned in the scriptures, they all have the same function, which is acting as the channel of God's word to His people. Same as the leaders and pastors in church today, they are positioned in the church by the grace of God. The purpose is to build up the body of Christ through equipping His people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
教会是基督的。教会就是基督的身体，弟兄姊妹，我们彼此配搭就好像肢体一样，每一个的肢体它都有它的作用。
The church is the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters are the parts of this body. Each part has its function.
神又将一些的恩典，一些的恩赐来到给过每一个的肢体。
God has given talents and gifts to each one of us.
弟兄姊妹，你都会收圣诞礼物或者是这个的生日的礼物。
When you receive a Christmas or birthday gift,
特别是生日的礼物。
Especially birthday gifts.
当你收到生日礼物的时候，你不会将那些生日的礼物呢，你不打开它就收埋一二角的。
You will not put those gifts aside and never open them.
不过有时候上帝给你的恩典，上帝给你的恩赐，你却不用放在一边。
However, when God gives us talents or gifts from above, sometimes we put it aside, never opening them and check out what is inside.
所以很可惜，我们浪费了上帝给我们的这份的恩典。
We have wasted the gift that God has given us.
所以上帝赐过给我们教会有牧者。
So God gave us pastors.
牧者要做一个非常重要的工作。
Their job is very important.
就是要成全圣徒，装备圣徒，让他们能够去发掘、发展和发挥上帝给过我们每一个的恩赐。
To equip believers so they could realize and use their gifts.
所以以致各人能够各尽其职。
So they could do work of service.
以致教会就是这样能够被建造起来。
So the church could be built up.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人对另外一个人都有这一份的责任。
Brothers and sisters, we all have this responsibility toward each other.
我们都有这一份的彼此建立的这一份的责任。
We need to build up each other.
当我们这样来到彼此建立的时候，
When we build up each other,
教会就会增长。
Church will grow.
当牧者来到带领我们，来到发挥我们一个恩赐的时候，
When the pastor guides us to use our talent,
教会又会增长。
Church will grow.
当牧者，当每一个的弟兄姊妹，我们一起来到去承担这个的彼此牧养的责任的时候，教会就会一起的来到去成长。
When we share the responsibility with the pastors to help each other to grow, the church will grow.
有阵时候我哋会听到弟兄姊妹话：，哎呀，我哋呢一样做工，嗰个嘅侍奉又唔够人手，或者话某一个嘅侍奉亦都未能够上轨道，不如我哋请多啲呢一啲嘅全职嘅童工，增多添一啲嘅传道人。
Sometimes we hear comments from brothers and sisters such as, This ministry is lacking helpers. That ministry needs more help. The church needs to hire more pastoral staff to handle all of these works.
不过你说，牧师，我们今年的财政都不是很好，我们一定不会这么说的。
But we all know that our finance is not at its best this year, so we will not say that.
不过我们有时就会真的这样想，如果是这样的时候，不如我们就是奉献多些，我们请多些这些全职的同工，我们就是将这些责任来交给他，将这些事工来交给他，教会就能够发展咯。
Sometimes we might think that if we donate more, make more offering, then we can hire more pastoral staff and they could take care of these jobs.
其实上，牧者最主要工作就是要什么呀？ 圣经说是成全圣徒，各尽其职。
The main job of the pastor is to build up the congregation.
所以就是我们是要尽我们的上帝给我们的这个能力，我们的恩赐，来到去栽培造就弟兄姊妹成为同工。
So the job of the pastor is to try their best to equip the brothers and sisters so they could do the works of service.
鼓励我们一起来到去承担这个服侍的责任。
Encourage each other to pick up the responsibilities.
所以我们是要来到去培育这个同工我的队，将这些事工，将建立人来到这件这么重要的工作来到去放手，让他们一起来到去 同一同的来到建立教会。
The calling is to equip believers so they could serve together, not just equipping the pastors.
所以就是这样看法，就是这样看的时候，我们不是要来到去成全牧者，乃是要去成全信徒。
The calling is to equip believers so they could serve together, not to equip the pastors.
教会要增长，牧者就是要将这个要照顾这个羊群来到去带好，来到装备他们，来到投入这个侍奉的行列的里边。
For the church to grow, the pastor must take good care of the sheep so the believers could be equipped to serve.
感谢神，爱浸ECBC。 我们这个事工的领袖，他们都是一些大职的同工，他们非常的热心，将他们自己摆上。他们不单止在教会的里面服侍，更加在他们的工作场所，在他们的家庭的里面，来到去做好他们那个角色。
Thanks to the Lord, the servant leaders of ECBC are all very dedicated workers who also have a full-time job. It is not easy for them, as they need to fulfill their responsibilities at church, work, and in the family.
刚才林牧师带领我们读的那段经文的里面，让我们看到教会是一个身体，所以我们是这个肢体。
From the scriptures that Reverend Lim led us to read, it let us know that we are a body of Christ. We are a part of the body.
神造我们这个身体有一对的脚。
When God made this body, He gave us a pair of legs.
如果只是用单脚来到行，来到跳的时候，你就会很累的。
But if only one leg is hopping forward, of course you'll be very tired.
神给我们一双手。
God gave us a pair of hands.
如果我们做任何的事，我们将一些很重的事来到轻起，只是靠一只手的时候，我只手就会很累。
But if we only lift with one hand,
这只手就会很累。
This hand would be very tired.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
So do you see?
所以我们肢体必须要每一个的肢体都要将它自己贡献出来，以致整个的身体能够来到很健康咁样来到去生活。
Every part has to fulfill its function, so this body could work healthily.
因此，健康教会的成长。 就是应该是每一个人都要挑起他，或者说承担起他当父的那个责任。
The responsibility of helping the church to grow should be shared by everyone.
当每一个肢体，他都能够是做他 獻出佢自己喺唔同嘅侍奉嘅崗位上邊嚟到忠心嘅時候，每一個人就唔會太累啦。
If all parts of the body could serve faithfully in this role, nobody would be overtired.
反而就會一齊喺上帝嘅恩典嘅裏邊經歷到上帝嗰個嘅大能。
And they also will experience the abundant grace from God.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要更多嘅人嚟到投入呢一個嘅侍奉嘅團隊，更多嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到去接受裝備，彼此配搭嚟到建立上帝嘅家。
We need more brothers and sisters to come forward to serve and to be equipped.
弟兄姊妹，教会里边嘅每一个人，我哋唔系一个嘅过客。你要记住，我哋系身体里边嘅一部分。
We must remember we are not a part to be omitted. We are an important part in the body.
教会嗰个嘅成长唔系用咩嘅方法策略嚟到迎合呢一个世代人我嘅需要，吸引一啲嘅人嚟。乃是要怎样啊？乃是要每个弟兄姊妹都被建立起上来，被装备起上来，来到去发挥这个的团队在肢体里面那个的每一个的功能。
To achieve the growth of the church, we must not use strategies that are tailored to the world so we could attract more people to come. We must train and equip our believers to have a firm foundation in the truth so all of them will serve, then the body of Christ can be built up.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋见到教会有破口嘅时候，我哋可以祈求神嚟到去堵塞呢一啲嘅破口。
When we realize that the church is lacking and wounded, we could pray to God, asking for wisdom to mend that wound.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋真系真心诚意为着教会呢啲嘅破口难处嚟到祷告嘅时候。
When we truthfully pray for the wound and difficulties of the church,
我哋会睇到上帝嘅圣灵喺我哋嘅当中嚟到工作，佢会嚟到去藉着弟兄姊妹嗰个嘅参与，将呢一啲嘅破口嚟到去塞住。
We will see the Holy Spirit working among us. God might call some brothers and sisters to mend this wound.
也许神感动你睇到呢啲嘅需要，让你知道你可以点样嚟到去起嚟。接受呢个嘅装备，将呢一啲嘅破口嚟到去塞住。
Maybe God is calling you today to see the need of the church and to be equipped, and so you can mend this wound.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇到嘛？教会唔系要请更多嘅同工，乃系我哋每一个人都将我哋嚟到献过俾主，被主嚟到去使用。
Our church do not need more pastoral staff. What we need is.For every one of us to be equipped so we can serve.
回到这个的圣经给我们的教导的里面，让我们透过教会的同工来到去栽培每一个弟兄姊妹，让每一个弟兄姊妹来到被栽培、被建造、被成全，来到各尽其职。
When we are back to the truth of the Bible, we are hoping there are more people to be equipped and serve.So they could share the responsibility to build up the church. This is the correct way for any church to have a healthy growth.
或者我哋觉得我哋而家舒舒服服坐喺呢度嚟到去敬拜神，你话几好咧
？Maybe we think it is nice to come to the church to enjoy worship and the love from other brothers and sisters.
嗱，呢个唔系一个福音成全嘅人嗰种嘅我哋嘅生活嗰个嘅方式。
But this is not how we could pass on the torch.
一个福音的使者不单止我们回到来敬拜就是这样回来敬拜散会，然后又下一个礼拜又再过来过回来崇拜，崇拜之后我们又走又散会。
An evangelistic messenger does not only come to worship, be dismissed, and come back again next week.
而是每一个人都注重这个福音那个的传承。
We must focus on passing the torch of gospel.
唔单止喺教会嘅里边嚟到彼此建立
，not just building up each other in the church，
更加走出呢四埲墙，将福音带进呢个嘅人群嘅里边
，but also spreading the gospel to the crowd outside of the church。
当然，我哋要离开我哋自己嘅安乐窝，我哋需要好大嘅勇气。
Of course, it's not easy to step out of a comfort zone。
我哋会面对好多嘅挑战，好多嘅困难冲击。
We might encounter many difficulties and assaults.
但是如果我们不走进人群，不将这个福音的棒子来到交出去的时候，
However, if we do not go into the crowd and pass the torch to others, we cannot see the effect of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹想想, 如果耶稣没有走进人群的里面, 他怎样来到去找这么多的门徒来到去继续来到去成全这个福音的工作呢?
If Jesus did not go into the crowd, how can he find all the disciples who can pass on the torch to?
如果这帮的门徒不是同样的走入人群的里面, 怎样来到去会有教会这个出现呢?
If the disciples did not go into the crowd, how could there be a church?
如果教会今天不走到人群的里面, 我们今天又怎会享受到属天这个福气呢?
If the churches did not go into the crowd, how could we receive the blessing from above today?
弟兄姊妹只有我们这样的实际与人的接触,了解他们,明白他们的需要, 我们才能够好好的,完完整整的将福音来到去跟他们分享,这个福音就能够打动他们的心。
Only when we get in touch with others, then we could understand them. Only when we understand them, then we could sympathize with them. This is the only way to reach others and let the gospel we preach touches their hearts.
所以求主怜悯我们,让我们用祂的眼光来到去看周围的人,能够怜悯,一份怜悯的心肠来到怜悯我们周围的人。
May the Lord have mercy on us. Let us see others' needs through Jesus' eyes and be compassionate toward the spiritual needs of others.
就是这份的爱,这份的怜悯推使我们和人分享福音的时候, 别人才能够感受到福音那个的实在。
Only a compassionate and loving heart could move us forward and act, and only actions caused by a compassionate heart has real meaning.
一个牧羊人来到去找这些迷失了的羊是很辛苦,但是找到的时候他就会很开心。
For the shepherd to find the lost sheep is such hard work, but when it is found, there is great joy.
一个传福音的人虽然是很不容易,但是有盼望。
It takes lots of work to spread the gospel, but there is hope.
因为看到有这个收割的喜乐的时候,就成为我们一个动力。
Because we can foresee the joy of harvesting, it becomes a motivation.
弟兄姊妹, 爱城环浸信会ECBC本来就是一间讲广东话的教会, 弟兄姊妹都是讲广东话的。
ECBC began with a Cantonese congregation.
但是慢慢的里面, 我们就看到下一代我的福音,我的需要, 在我们这么有限的条件里面, 弟兄姊妹愿意承担这个福音的责任, 向下一代来还这个福音的债。
However, when the brothers and sisters saw the needs of an English congregation for the next generation, they are willing to accept this responsibility with limited resources.
因为你们有这个愿作的心, 神就是这样来到呼召了Dr. David Lai, 和乔默文弟兄后来又加上了林爱华传道, ECBC我们英语部就是这样开始。
Because we have a willing heart to serve, God called Dr. David Lai, Heman Chow, and Pastor Edith Lam to begin the English ministry.
又大概在12、13年前,有一批批的国语的移民来到住在我们教会的,成为我们教会的邻居。
About 12 years ago, many Mandarin-speaking Chinese moved to our neighborhood by our church.
弟兄姊妹同样看到这一班的中国的同胞,他们就好像羊没有牧人一样。
Brothers and sisters also saw these people as the lost sheep without a shepherd.
当时,我们当中只有一位是从哈尔滨过来,来到这里信主的姊妹。
Although at that time, ECBC only has one sister from Harbin who is Mandarin speaking,
也在那段的时间, ECBC我们就开始了, 用三个语言的一起的联合的祈祷会。
At the same time, they began a joint prayer meeting using three different languages.
弟兄姊妹在我这里看到这一班中国的同胞福音我的需要。
Brothers and sisters saw this as opportunities to spread the gospel to people from China.
要向呢一班嘅中国嘅同胞嚟到还呢个福音嗰个嘅债。
To tell them about Jesus。
又喺有咁有限嘅嗰种嘅资源嘅底下。
In limited resources。
因为你哋有愿作嘅心。
Because we have a willing heart to serve。
神就带领咗瑞牧师嚟到我哋嘅当中帮助我哋。
God led Reverend Roy to help us。
后来亦带陈慕川牧师喺我哋嘅当中，我哋国语嘅教会就系咁样开始。
Later with the help of Reverend Silas Chan, they began the Mandarin competition。
呢个工作继续发展直到如今。
Which continues to run until this day。
ECBC 爱浸嘅弟兄姊妹，因为要收上帝俾我哋睇到呢个庄稼喺有限嘅条件底下，但系因为你哋有愿作主工嘅心。就是这样开始了英语、国语和儿童的敬拜。
For the need to harvest these fields, ECBC began the English, Mandarin, and Children Ministry with limited resources and a willing heart to serve.
在一年的里面，或者你都会经历到多次有一些人在你的门口来到拍门，来到跟你传他们的福音。
Maybe you have some visitors at your door a few times a year who try to spread the gospel to you.
啊，同樣咧喺我屋企嘅裏邊咧，有一次咧就係我啲女咧就係即係見到有人嚟啊，佢哋咧就話：呢啲係咩人嚟嘅咧？
Also at a time at Reverend Ng's house, someone came to his door to knock on his door.
啊，呢啲係耶和華見證人出嚟嚟到去做佢哋嘅福音嘅工作。
These are people from Jehovah's Witness to spread their gospel.
佢哋都將好多嘅羊嚟到拉進佢哋嗰個嘅羊圈嘅裏邊。
They have taken a lot of sheep from us to their field.
弟兄姊妹，你睇唔睇到呢一個嘅呼？聽唔聽到呢一個嘅呼聲
？Do you hear this calling？
你睇唔睇到呢一個傳福音嗰個嘅迫切？
Do you see the urgent need to spread the gospel?
如果我哋唔赶紧嘅将呢啲嘅福音带到俾我哋嘅社区嘅里边
，If we do not spread the gospel to our community,
你隔篱邻舍好快就会俾呢啲嘅异端拉走。
Your neighbor might join another religion very soon.
求主俾我哋睇到佢嘅庄稼。
May the Lord help us to see His harvest field.
让我哋有一个嘅愿作嘅心，就系愿意被装备起嚟嚟到传主嘅福音。
Help us to have a willing heart to serve and to spread the gospel.
这个福音的异象要不断地传递下去。
These visions of gospel need to be passed on.
先有新的福音的使者来到去开展他们的工作。
So new messengers will be called to act.
先会有新一轮的薪火相传的机会。
And more torches will be passed on.
福音使者就產生了另外一個福音的使者，弟兄姊妹，你看不看到這個連鎖反應？
It is a chain reaction for the messengers of gospel to produce new messenger of gospel.
弟兄姊妹，當我們願意跪低來到向神來到禱告的時候，神就會差遣人來到收他的莊稼。
When we are willing to pray, God will send people to harvest his field.
可能差遣你或者差遣另外一个人，无论差遣边个都好，上帝一定将能力恩赐俾佢完成上帝俾佢嘅使命。
It might be you, it might be another person. No matter who he sends, God will grant authority, ability, and talents to these messengers of gospel to complete his task.
神对佢嘅工人嗰个要求唔系你有几多嘅能力，而系你要有一份信服愿作嘅心。
God does not require his workers to be full of abilities. He is looking for willing hearts to be used by God.
就是愿意上帝怎样用你，你就给上帝来到去用。
It depends on how willing you are to be used by God. God will use you according to this.
让我们一起来到去回应上帝给我们的呼召，成为新一代的福音的使者，进到人群的里面。
Let us respond to God's calling together to become the new generations of messengers and to go into the crowd.
啊，能够可以洞察到人嗰个嘅心灵里边嗰个需要，佢哋一个苦情，我哋将上帝嘅福音，将天国嘅真理嚟到同佢哋分享。
Be filled with God's compassion and see the needs, the spiritual needs of others. Tell them about the truth of the gospel and kingdom of God.
用我们的爱心来到去关心这些受伤的灵魂，让他们在上帝的里面得着上帝给他们的一份安慰。
Use love to care for this wounded soul so their broken hearts can be comforted by the love of God.
有一个很出名的这种这个传即是福音传承的实在的故事，我想跟大家分享。
There is a very famous testimony that I want to share with you today.
你也可以上网呢，就是很容易就看到这个的真实的故事。
You could also find this story on the internet. It's a true story.
有一个人即冇人認識佢嘅一個嘅人，佢嘅名叫做 Edward Kimball。
There's a person, not too many people know him. His name is Edward Kimball.
佢只不過係一個主日學嘅老師。
He is a Sunday school teacher.
佢好關心咧，就係佢班裏邊咧就有個細路咧，就係成日都瞌眼瞓嘅，又唔中意讀聖經。不過佢就好關心佢，愛佢啊，甚至咧去到佢做嘢嘅地方就係一個嘅鞋鋪，就喺我度嚟到帶領佢認識咗神。
He cares about a student who is always falling asleep in class and not interested in reading the Bible. But Kimball still loved him. Kimball ended up helping the student accepting the gospel and offering himself to Christ at the shoe store the student was working in.
这个就是我们大家都所认识的穆迪。
This student is the famous evangelist Moody.
穆迪是一个上帝所使用的布道家。
Moody is a famous evangelist.
有一次他去到一间很小的礼拜堂来去讲道。
One day he came to a small church to preach.
这个教会一个很年轻的牧师，他的名字叫做 Frederick Meyer.
Frederick Meyer, the young pastor at that church.
他听到这个故事的时候，他的心里面就是受了感动，以致他日后那个的侍奉那个的，就是改变了他的侍奉的态度。
Meyer was deeply touched by the story of Kimball that he told.Meyer's life has been changed. He became a famous evangelist also.
所以他有机会去到美国的校园里面讲道。
One day, Meyer had a chance to preach at a campus in the state.
他又带领了另外一个叫做 Chapman 的人信主。
He brought another person called Chapman to accept Jesus Christ as his savior.
这个 Chapman 就发展了这个的青年的事工。
Chapman became the leader of the YMCA.
在1934年的时候呢，就是他呢就是请了另外一个人来到主领一个为期11个礼拜的聚会。
In 1934, he invited Dr. Ham to be the speaker of an 11-week event.
其中有一个年轻人，16岁的年轻人。
There is a young man who is 16 years old.
每晚都来到参加聚会。
He came every night.
有一晚他就受感动来到去接受耶稣，同埋愿意将他自己的生命献上给主来到去使用。
He accepted Christ and offered himself to the Lord for the evangelist purpose one night.
这个就是我们同样认识的葛培里牧师。
This is Billy Graham.
葛培里牧师大家认识。
We all know Billy Graham.
穆迪大家认识。
We all know Moody.
但是这个的金这个 Kimball 就没有一个人认识的。
But we might not know Kimball.
但是就是因为福音一个传一个，上帝的大能在他们的中间来到引领他们。
But because of the torch of the Lord is passing on, God's Spirit is among them.
最后我们看到上帝使用其中几个人。
We see that God used the few people in this story.
在我的时代的里面来到将福音带进社群的当中。
To spread the gospel to their communities at that time.
大家都认识葛培里牧师有一个仔。
We all know that Billy Graham has a son.
有一段的时间他也都是离开了上帝。
There was a time that he left God.
他父母不断地为他祈祷。
His parents keep praying for him.
直至这个仔回头了。
At the end,This son returned to God.
我们每年教会都会参与这个弟兄在这个的机构的里面那个的服侍。
Every year we will participate in an event this brother has started in this organization.
He participated
in the organization.
就是好撒瑪利亞人的事工。
Which is the Good Samaritan's event.
我们每年教会那个的圣诞鞋盒。
Every year.
葛培里牧师的仔，而家喺我度嚟到做总干事嘅工作。
Every year we participate in the Christmas shoebox, which is the son of Billy Graham take part in.
弟兄姊妹，你都有參與喎。
We all take part.
就係咁樣嚟到每年，透過你嗰個嘅服侍，將呢一個嘅愛心，將呢個嘅福音帶俾好多好多嘅細路。
Through your service every year, through your love, we bring lots of love and blessings to the children, many children.
所以求主使用我哋每一位。
May the Lord use us.
唔單止領受咗福音。
Not just receiving the gospel.
我哋都成為呢個福音嘅種子。
We also become the seed of the gospel.
有啲人咧就話咧，你可以睇得到一個蘋果嘅裏邊有幾多粒嘅核啊，係咪啊？
There is a saying that you can see how many seeds is in an apple.
但係你唔會知道一粒呢一啲嘅呢一個嘅核咧，能夠可以長出幾多個嘅蘋果。
But you cannot count how many apples grow from that one single seed.
你明白嗎？
Do you understand?
當上帝嚟到去使用我哋每一個人嘅時候。
When God used each one of us,
我哋真係唔知道將來嗰個嘅發展會如何。
We really cannot tell how this will go.
但係上帝今日就係願意使用教會。
But God is willing to use our church today.
就係使用你，使用我。
To use you and I.
嚟到去將佢自己嘅福音帶俾呢一個嘅世人。
To spread His gospel to the community.
讓佢同樣成為上帝嘅兒女。
So they could become the sons and daughters of God.
到底我哋要點樣嚟到做咧？
But how could we do that?
我哋最好都係翻去耶穌嘅身上邊，從耶穌嘅生命嘅當中嚟到去學習。
Let's go back to Jesus and learn from him.
嗱，我哋簡單嚟到從馬太福音28:19-20嗰度嚟到睇。
Let's learn from Matthew chapter 28.Verse 19-20.
大家都好熟嘅一段嘅经文，就系要叫我哋要点样，要去使人成为门徒，委身成为基督身体嘅一部分，然之后继续去学习遵行上帝嘅教训，见证神我嘅存在。
It says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
嗱，所以要去使人成为门徒，委身喺基督嘅身体嘅里边，继续学习上帝嘅话语教训，见证上帝嘅同在。其实上你睇唔睇到，就系我哋教会呢四个嘅旗杆 ：ECBC、Evangelism、Conversion、Baptism、Commission。
We need to go out, make disciples, committing to the body of Christ, learning to obey God's command and tested by God's presence in us. This is also stated in the four flags of ECBC, Evangelism, Conversion, Baptism and Commission.
啊，这个是我们那个的服侍和去建立的弟兄姊妹那个的方向。
This is our direction for serving and building up brothers and sisters.
让我们今年一起来到去接受装备，好好的来到将这个 ECBC 来到去成就在我们的中间。
Let us all be equipped this year and let ECBC happen within our church.
帮助别人不单止得着福音，更加成为基督耶稣的门徒。
Not only spreading the gospel to others and also helping them to be the disciples of God.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.